Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steff, and Jay Kirshner and I are here to tell you what you need to know, the facts involving what's happening in the world, and then we'll have some stories, opinions, that sort of thing, clarification, what it means to you, hopefully, and what you think it means to you. You can address that by going to our social media. Jay will keep her eye on all of that good stuff as we begin an hour of conversation on this Tuesday, May 31st. Jay, last day of the month of May. Do you realize that we're only 1 month away from being halfway?
Where did May go?
Let's do a countdown to Christmas.
I thought the year speeds up later. Like maybe June, July is when the year starts speeding up. It started going fast in April.
Yeah, seems that way, doesn't it? Today is National Smile Day. Hopefully you'll have something to smile about today. Founded by a dentist, of course, Dr. Tim Steineman and Dr. Jim Waldeca, I believe is how you pronounce his name. They run a place called Compassionate Dental Care in Lake in the Hills, Illinois. They say this day is meant to, as you might have guessed, share with the world what the power of a healthy smile can do. The best part, this day also is the beginning of National Smile Month. It's also National Dairy Month. So love your nearest cow. Enjoy a good ice cream. Have a glass of milk. Raw milk if you can get it. All those people who tell you, I can't drink raw milk, it's bad for you. No, just the opposite. Take it from the dairy guy who grew up on raw milk. Do I seem like I'm pretty healthy for, I think a lot of it has to do with
really
me.
Healthy.
Yeah, drinking raw milk. Can you find it where you are, Jay? Any place? If you
I'm not looking. I'm not a milk drinker.
That's right.
Like milk.
Well, what do you give to Mac, though? What is Mac? Mac needs milk.
He drinks whole milk, organic whole milk.
Yeah, okay, so that's good for him.
But no.
Hard to find raw milk sometimes, yeah. All right, so anyway, have a big smile when you're smiling. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. So here's somebody who's not smiling. Neither Nancy Pelosi nor her husband are smiling. Apparently, Mr. Pelosi, his first name is Paul, got arrested for driving while under the influence. You know, these people all, they hold themselves up to be. And I guess maybe the question is, do you hold the politicians that are representing you, whether it be a congressperson, whether it be a senator, whether it be the president, whether it be your governor, whether it be your city councilor, whether it be your selectman, county council, how about it? Do you hold them in a place that's esteemed? Are they in a higher position, do you think, or ought they be?
Well, there should definitely be higher standards, for sure. But he's not really a politician. He's the spouse of a politician. And his DUI, he wasn't just pulled over. He was in a car accident. Somebody else hit him. But that just goes to show, it doesn't matter how many drinks you've had and you think, I'm going to be okay, I can do this. No, you cannot. Please don't. It's just not safe. It is so much more affordable and it's so much more cheaper to have a friend pick you up or an Uber or whatever.
Yeah, this is, he was booked in a Napa County detention center close to midnight. He was driving a 2021 Porsche. His car struck a Jeep.
The Jeep struck his car.
Oh, it was?
His car was struck by him.
It was the other way around. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She's giving a speech this weekend, or was giving a speech at some commencement in Rhode Island. His bail was set at $5,000, so I'm sure he's out.
Yeah.
They've been married for quite a long time. They must have children and stuff.
They do have children. I can't recall how many. But also with the DUI, she hasn't made a statement. He has not released a statement. Their children, family members, nobody has released a statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, The holding of people to a certain standard, I think, is important for us to understand. People who do this, really, people who are visible. The trades, the news media makes a big deal out of somebody doing something. If you're well known and you do something out of the ordinary, good or bad, then you're put into a different especially bad. You're put into a different box, right? If you do something good, okay. We acknowledge a lot of people doing good. Yesterday, I was thinking about, as I went through the day yesterday, I wondered how many people were actually going to give to Gary Sinise's foundation that helps people who have been in service to the country who can't get help from the government or just seem to be on their own, seem to be alone. And that's the kind of stuff I like to talk about. But does it stir the pot? No, not really. People, oh, okay, yeah. So does this stir the pot with you? In San Francisco, the manager of the baseball Giants, a guy named Gabe Kapler, is upset about the direction of our country, especially given the latest mass shooting in Texas. So he's going to break from tradition. He's not going to join the players and coaches on the field when the national anthem is being played. He told reporters, I don't quote, plan on coming out for the anthem going forward until I feel better about the direction of our country. So this is not, people have been saying, Jay, that this is kind of like when Kaepernick, whatever his name is, Kaepernickian.
When Kaepernick.
But it's not, I don't think. I don't think it's like that at all.
I think it's a protest in some way, shape, or form. I think that reframing from being seen in the public when the national anthem is playing, if you do want to protest, I think that that's very respectful. There's a lot of people that have children or in the military. They served in the military, and we're taught to stand. And if you want to stand, by all means, go for it and do it. But what he said, I thought, and don't get me wrong, I'm totally for standing for the national anthem. I choose to do so. But I really liked what he said, that his dad taught him when he was about the same age of those kids who were shot and killed in Texas, that if you stand at attention for the national anthem when you feel like your country is being well represented and the people are being well represented. And when it's not, you protest it. You do something about it. And he said that the first time he actually wanted to start protesting it earlier last week, but his body almost froze him. He didn't know what to do. And he wanted to turn and walk away. He wanted to kneel, and his body almost wouldn't let him. And then he wrote this really, really beautiful essay of why he's choosing to do what he's choosing to do. And I thought that it was really well said. Whether you agree or not, that's one of the beauties that we can have different opinions. Nobody really has to be considered wrong in this.
Yeah.
If you disagree with where the country's going and this is what you want to do, you want to refrain from going out during the national anthem, then do that. I think it's a lot more respectful than being shown seated or kneeling. Just sitting in the dugout.
I'm with him in the sense that I don't like the direction the country is going in either. I'm not at all happy about the leadership. I'm not happy about the attitude. I'm not happy about our involvement. I'm just not happy. I'm not happy at all.
Yeah.
And even though our job is to kind of be as uplifting as we can be here, it's very difficult. There's all kinds of stuff. But if we didn't have all these irregularities going on, people say, well, what'd you guys talk about? I can find a ton of stuff to talk about that makes people feel good. Hopefully, we mix that in with the other things that are distressing. This doesn't make me feel good, doesn't make me feel bad. It does make me think, however, about why he's upset, and perhaps we give that, you know, some cognitive reasoning. We take our own power of thinking. I don't think I would do what he's done, but I also need to have people know that I don't like what's going on. I don't.
Yeah. I agree with that. Well said, Doug.
Yeah. Here's the story of another. Here we are on Sports Central. Jeff Gladney, first round pick of Minnesota, appeared in 16 games for the Vikings back in 2020, signed with the Cardinals, got killed in a car crash last night. 5 years old, I think.
Absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, there were a lot of car crashes.
There were a lot of car accidents, a lot of boating accidents. It's just so disheartening. And a lot of Arizona Cardinals, they released a statement. Who drafted him? They released a statement. Minnesota Vikings, that's who drafted him. 32nd overall pick, It's so upsetting. His Cardinals teammate J.J. Watt even spoke on the tragedy, writing that it was horrifying news to hear this morning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just tragic.
Yeah.
It's so tragic. 25. That is so young. And details have not fully emerged regarding his car accident.
You'd like to think that there were a lot of things left to do in a life that's only had 24, 25 years of experience. The Girl Scout Awards in the Uvalde situation, they have awarded a Bronze Cross for bravery to 10-year-old Ameria Joe Garza. Is that how you pronounce her name? First-year Girl Scout.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? She was one of the first ones to be killed, and she was calling 911 at the time. Yeah. She was trying to save her classmates, and that is just such bravery. And I know, as heartbreaking as her passing is, and her family must be so distraught, I cannot even imagine the pain, to have their daughter honored in such a beautiful way from the Girl Scouts of America. It's a medal of bravery. That is beautiful.
If you haven't heard my philosophy on this yet, I'm hoping that this event, horrible as it was, will become the George Floyd moment in the issue of guns and gun control and people, the straw that breaks the camel's back, if you will. I'm going to stick with that philosophy for a while. I'm not pointed in any particular direction. I just think the national conversation needs to broaden. It needs to, instead of be talk, there needs to be action. All of the protesting was done about George Floyd. Okay, let's put the same energy to this issue to bring about change. That would be my hope. 18 after, I'm Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, and I here on the radio.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the, what is it? Today is Tuesday. I keep losing track. Today I'm going to want to say today is Monday, pretty much for the whole program, but it's Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday, the 1st of June. June will bust out all over. You're not old enough, Jay, to remember June is busting out all over. Doug Steffen, Jay Kushner, some of the comments from our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, question about whether you have had any interference in your life when a recall food product was out there. Did you get sick? I think most people probably haven't, right? Although it's good to look out for it.
Yeah, thankfully. Thankfully, we can say most people have not experienced an illness or an injury from recalled food or some kind of product.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll get some answers to a question or two after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
All right, so Jay, the question you asked, have you ever become sick or injured from a recalled food product? What are you getting for answers?
Yeah, thankfully most people were able to answer no, we care about your safety. However, there were a couple really interesting stories. Dan Myers said yes, Peter Pan peanut butter, salmonella, early 2000s. Same company did it again a year or two later, and the FDA found pigeons in the facility, and one of their execs actually was charged.
You know, I'm trying to vaguely remember this because, you know, I like to talk about a lot of the food issues because of the American Family Farmer program that I do. We talk about food, family, and the farm. And I remember this. Salmonella, if you know, I try to give people the schooling in that. Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli, all part of the same family. And all happen because either the plants that this stuff is made in are unclean. There are a lot of, you know, pigeon poop and things like that, or rat feces that get into, or, you know, some of the, what was the recall last week? There was metal in the, oh, it was the baby food stuff, yeah. All right, what does Lynn Miller say?
Not a recall, but she got E. coli from a restaurant. She went out to eat with friends, brought leftovers home, became really sick, actually ended up in the hospital, and because her leftovers were still in the fridge, she had her husband bring them for testing, and thankfully they did that because apparently her insurance company was refusing to pay the hospital costs because they said it was not their deal, apparently, I guess. They had to sue the restaurant to cover medical costs, and thankfully, because of keeping those leftovers, they won their lawsuit.
Good.
Can you imagine that? How many people keep their leftovers that length of time?
there's the discussion. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen has launched sales activities for the iconic van, the ID. Buzz, with a standout collaboration with Obi-Wan Kenobi, the all-new limited Star Wars series coming to Disney at the end of May, launching with a custom advertisement made in collaboration with Lucasfilms and Industrial Light and Magic, featuring the ID. Buzz and some familiar Star Wars characters. Leading actor Ewan McGregor will serve as brand ambassador. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott took time on his Memorial Day remarks to unify the state of Texas.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde.
Many Texas media outlets will go dark for 21 minutes at noon Central to recognize all those lost in the senseless shooting in Uvalde, Texas, a week ago. A U.S. delegation led by Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Democrat from Illinois, is in Taipei meeting with Taiwan officials on a previously unannounced visit. Taiwan's Minister of National Defense reported Monday that Beijing sent 30 Chinese warplanes to its air defense identification zone near the island. That's the biggest incursion since January. We are USA Radio News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
The debate on whether to do something about gun control on a national level continues. A bipartisan group of senators are negotiating a proposal in response to the school shooting in Uvalde. Texas Senator John Cornyn, representing the Republican side of the room, says talks have been ongoing over the phone and in person. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, leading Democrats in the conversation, says he'll know soon whether a framework agreement is likely. Meanwhile, some Republicans want to keep guns out of the wrong hands.
Senator Lindsey Graham says creating a system of intervention is the key to curbing gun violence.
All these shooters have one thing in common, right? They're disturbed. They're talking about violence. They're acting out. And we do nothing about it until it's too late. Let's create a system so we can do something about it before they use the gun. It's not so much the gun, it's the person with the gun.
Speaking with reporters, a South Carolina Republican said he doesn't believe in taking any guns away from responsible people, but would work to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
San Francisco baseball Giants manager Gabe Kapler suspended his national anthem protest to acknowledge Memorial Day. After the Uvalde shooting, Kapler said he would not take the field for the national anthem in protest until he, quote, felt better about the direction of our country. Kapler has protested during the anthem before, taking a knee in 2020 to protest racial injustice. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesday that feels like a Monday. That's the way it is. It feels like lots of things on this Tuesday, May 31st. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The focus on young Marjorie Taylor Greene. there are parts of her that I like and parts of her that I think we could all do without. An interesting character for sure.
Which parts, Doug?
I like the torso, frankly. It's interesting. She seems to keep herself in shape. She has been, shall we say, examined for statements that were made. She has a, is it a weekly podcast? I think it's MTG something unfiltered. And we excerpt the following audio from her podcast.
You have to accept the fact that the government totally wants to
provide surveillance on every part of your life. They want to know when you're eating. They want to know if you're eating a cheeseburger, which is very bad because Bill Gates wants you to eat his fake meat that grows in a Petri dish. So you'll probably get a little zap inside your body and that say, no, no, don't eat a real cheeseburger. You need to eat the fake burger.
The fake meat that's grown in a Petri dish.
In Petri, you know, that little neighborhood in Atlanta.
She's from Georgia, so it's understandable how she would confuse a Petri dish with a Petri dish. The business about whether the government is inspecting or is looking into what you're eating, I'm enough of a conspiratorialist to think that there's probably something going on. The government has way too much interest in control in what we do in our lives. It's beginning to feel uncomfortable, frankly, but that wasn't the focus of what a lot of late night talk hosts taking a shot at her, and then she takes a shot at them. I think Jimmy Kimmel did more of it than anybody else, and she's, you know, after all she's done, she's become famous.
Yes, and she's a walking meme.
Yeah. And is that what they're supposed to do? Is that what Congress people are supposed to do? I guess, is there a definition anywhere in the rule books? There's nothing in the Constitution that a congressperson will do this, or a congressperson will not do that. It just is up to the individual to find what he or she is comfortable, or what his or her constituency is all about. How much, wasn't there somebody a few months ago was trying to make it illegal for her to run again? Or was trying to get her disqualified from...
Yeah.
You know, what is it? What is there about running for Congress? What do you have to have for qualifications? You got to be.
What does that say about democracy? If somebody's voted in, the people vote somebody in, and then people want to change the rules because they don't like that person that the people voted for?
Yeah.
That's awful.
But if you are going to put yourself out there, that's the other side of it. If you're going to do like the podcast that she does, and she's going to say things that are foolish, like the meat's grown in a Petri dish. Okay, so maybe it's a slip of the tongue. Maybe she really thinks that's what it is. Whatever. None of us are perfect. None of us are going through life without making mistakes. If you put yourself out there as being perfect, however, then you're going to be scrutinized. And therefore, I don't know that she puts herself out there as being perfect. I'm not really too sure what her deal is. She likes to talk. And she says some interesting things and does sound foolish from time to time. And then I think she's way too aggressive about other people who don't agree with her. And that's part of the problem of how Washington or politically driven media, whatever it is, wherever they are, in my community, we have apolitical elections, apolitical, non-political, I should say, apolitical. There is no Democrat, no Republican. You run because you want to run. I think that's the case with a lot of...
That's great.
What do you remember about... Is Nashville where you... I know you moved out for a while and you're going back in the fall. But how do they run that city? Is that a Republican-Democrat thing, or is it just people run because they think they're qualified and the best person wins? How does that shake out?
No, yeah, it's still... It's still Republican versus Democrat kind of situation.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, that's the latest from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, there's another circumstance here. Trump had a rally somewhere. He's been conducting rallies and playing this song. And so I'm going to play a little bit of it, or Phil's going to play a little of it. The family of Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes passed away a few years ago. He wrote this tune. This is Sam and Dave performing it. You like this song? Do you know this song?
Oh, heck yes. That's a good one.
All right, crank this up, Billy. All right, so Isaac Hayes has passed away, as I said. The family is upset that Trump most recently used this song in the speech that he gave this past weekend at the NRA convention. They were not happy. They don't like Donald Trump anyway. And using one of his songs is, especially at an NRA convention, not what they liked. And so I don't know what the... Remember when, was it Clinton used something that he wasn't supposed to use in his campaign? I think somebody didn't like him, and I think it's happened a lot.
Yeah, I feel like this has happened to Trump before, too.
Yeah, right.
I can't recall what song, but that is interesting. And do you have to have it approved? Do you have to not run out the rights or whatever, but do you have to pay for it to be able to use this stuff? How does that work at certain things like a rally? I know for radio, if we want to, or not radio, if we want to put something like in our podcast, we would have to get the rights to it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, they posted an angry tweet to Trump because of what happened at the NRA over the weekend. It read as follows, quote, "The estate and family of Isaac Hayes did not approve and would never approve using that song, Hold On, I'm Coming, at the NRA convention." The tweet added, "Our condolences go out to the victims and families of the shooting." And so there, you know, you can follow, if you follow Isaac Hayes, I guess you can follow at Isaac Hayes. He was prolific. He did Shaft. Remember the theme from Shaft? He was actually quite a good performer, but the later in life, his fame was as a New York disc jockey. He did mornings on the urban station in New York for a number of years. I remember listening to him. Anyway, Trump bashing gun control, hailing all firearms in his speech, including the assault weapons that killed the 19 children. He's so tone deaf. You know, you can say, I know that there is, it's like a religion to think he's the world's greatest. That's up to you. You want to think that he's the world's greatest? Good for you. I think he's bad for business. He did some good things. Don't get me wrong. As a matter of fact, most of his policies are policies that I would agree with or did agree with. I just find his rhetoric, his incendiary nastiness, there's no place for it. I don't find it amusing. I don't find it appropriate. Anyway.
Well, it's also difficult when you have somebody in the office of president where, again, with the standards, we hold the presidency seat to higher standards, and when you have somebody who is also contributing to bully culture, that is a problem. It has really made it, and Nancy Pelosi, she's joined in. She is no better. She fully joined in with the bully culture as well.
She's a bully. Yeah, she's a bully. Anyway, so Trump apparently mangled a lot of the pronunciation of the victims' names. I didn't pay much attention. I'm an NRA. I have belonged to the NRA since I was in high school. I learned how to shoot a gun when I was in high school at an NRA-sanctioned course in high school that I took. And I've belonged ever since. So that's how I got my gun permit, that sort of thing. Do I own a gun? No, don't think I need to. But I do think I should have a gun permit so that if I ever needed one on the farm, I have used a gun on the farm. I've killed dogs that came onto the property to try to kill my calves. I have killed coyotes. I have killed woodchuck. I think that's what you do on the farm. But it's a .22, and that's, I don't own it. It belongs to somebody else. But I have the right to use it if I think I need to use it, and I believe that's appropriate. Anyway, I guess I'm looking at this list here. There are a lot of musicians, as we were talking about, Jay, from the Stones to Black Sabbath, Adele, R.E.M., Rihanna, Aerosmith, Tom Petty, Prince, have all gone after Trump's campaign and demanded that he stop using their song. So that's the latest answer to the question that you asked earlier, who said no to using our songs. But I know there are other politicians who have used songs, and they were told not to. And then there were other people who performed that used. It seems to me I remember two things about Trump, but I don't remember the songs. One of them was the artist said, "Yeah, use it," and the other one, the artist said, "No, don't use it." But I don't remember this was during the campaign. This is how many in the 90s. I don't remember all
that
of that.
That would be interesting regarding if it was somebody who wrote an original song and then another person covered it, and the person who covered it was like, yeah, you could use it, and the person who wrote the original was like, no, you cannot.
Mm. Happy birthday to Angie Dickinson, who is 100 years old. Do you know, Jay, who Angie Dickinson is?
I do not, but I would like to know her secret to longevity.
She's been around. She was an actress of some note. She started, I think the first starring role she had was in a John Wayne movie. It was Rio Lobo or one of those Rio, was one of the Rio Bravo. I remember her. That would have been in probably the 1950s. So she was around. She was a great favorite of Johnny Carson's. But she had a couple of TV shows. She was a police person, I think, in one TV show. 100 years old. Happy birthday to her. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. A reminder, speaking about the secrets of life, years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than the things that you did do. So if you have been losing weight and you're happy about it, you did it because you either felt you needed to or the doctor said you have to, no matter what, America's number one choice for a healthy weight loss and support, Calitrin, is there to help. Calitrin is the way to keep weight off. Very cool stuff. Calitrin is a product of a doctor and researchers, nurses did. Check it out for yourself. Go to toploss.com right now, an unlimited Memorial Day. This is a big deal because you can buy as many of these, whether it's the powder, the capsule, the liquid, many of them as you want, and you'll get twice as many. That's it. That's the deal. Support yourself and others losing weight and keeping it off. Go to toploss.com. Check out using the DJV code. Get free shipping.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research and retail technology company Immersys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Bailing, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, etc., but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people getting back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner going through some of the items that are perhaps of value to you. For example, the fact that Samsung is cutting phone production by 30 million units. Inflation, the war in Ukraine, Samsung saying they have to cut the number of phones they can produce by at least 10%. Samsung reportedly cut how many phones it expects to produce this year by 10%. Lower global demand, high inflation, unrest in the world over the war. Wow, this is some significant. Imagine how this is going to affect their bottom line. They were estimating shipping 310 million phones, Jay, by the end of the year. For this year, 2022, that number reduced by almost 280 million phones, so down 30 million. South Korea's main daily business newspaper says Samsung is reducing production in June by 35%, 10% from now till after this month, but until the end of the year. A report added that Apple is also going to produce fewer phones this year. They sold 240 million phones last year, but they expect to knock 20 million off of that number this year.
That's a big jump, drop, I should say.
You know, it's bad for business, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but we are really becoming, this is my commentary in a sense, and this is pretty unedited. I had a picnic on the farm. And a couple of kids that work on the farm brought some of their friends to the picnic on Saturday night. And these girls were sophomores in high school. They sat around and didn't talk to anybody. They didn't talk to each other. There were four of them. Every single one of them was on her iPhone for pretty much the whole meal. No talking, no nothing. So I said something to them, and so did the other adults who were there. And they kind of, okay, so what? You know, what do you know? You're an old, you know what? This is the perfect example of the zombification of American youth. They're just totally, everything is about that damn device. So the fewer manufactured, the better, as far as I'm concerned. In a moment, Jay's going to update you on the latest from NASA right after this.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hey, hello, Colleen Maxie Smith listening to us. Bruce, is it Terstage? I think that's how you pronounce his name. Jenny Wheeler, hi, Susie Ortiz, good to have you on board. All right, so Jay, on Saturday, NASA dropped the latest video from Ingenuity. What did you see? What do you think? Pretty thrilling, actually. Anybody goes to the NASA site, this is a place I love to go. What are they showing you pictures of?
Yeah, this is from the little rotorcraft's 25th flight that happened on April 8th, covered a distance of 2,300 feet, well, just a little over 2,300 feet, at a pace of 12 miles per hour, which is record-breaking. It became the fastest and longest flight yet. It was all captured with the chopper's downward-facing camera, and it's just like this breathtaking sense
of Mars,
by the way,
folks.
Like to glide across Mars, exactly.
Yeah, this is on Mars. Oh, my God. Some of the pictures, pretty amazing.
Jenny's next flight is going to be the 29th flight, which this little helicopter was only supposed to make 5 flights in 30 days, and totally crushing the game. It knew its job.
Imagine something that far away reacting to radio waves that tell it what to do. I think that's the most amazing thing about this. Very cool. All right. That's it. Tech Talk, 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here on Tuesday.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.